lot of friends who are OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder folks, what we on the South End call anal. Harsh word, anal. So for our purposes here, we'll stick with OCD. Don't want to offend anyone, but linguistics can be a two-edged knife. My pals suffering from OCD are mostly engineers, but they don't see their symptoms as suffering, or a disorder even. In fact, they'd argue that the orderliness they demand of themselves is quite possibly the panacea for the problems the rest of us have. Of course, they don't factor in the fact that the problem I have is mostly them. But let's be fair. The new psychiatric diagnostic description for myself is SLOB, seriously lacking obsessive behavior. Poor toilet training as a kid, I guess. I don't have to wash my truck every damn week. I don't wash it every year some years. I accept that the universe has fallen apart, what we call entropy down here in the South End scientific community. It's just how things work. They go to hell in a handbasket, and if you want to spend your life pushing rocks up a hill like Sisyphus, be my guest. They're going to make a nice rock wall for yahoos like me when they end up down my way at the bottom. I don't make my bed, I don't clean my windows, I don't dust my shelves, I don't edge my lawn, I don't stack my firewood in nice rows, I don't organize my files, I don't follow directions, I don't even look at the damn directions. I don't follow a recipe or write one down either. I mean, why? The next batch of bread or homebrew or the next meal is going to be different. Maybe better, maybe worse. C'est la vie, amigo. Routine is the killer. Lists are for someone closer to death. Orders for the delusional. Life is chaos, and the sooner you accept it, the better off you'll be. So yeah, I'm slob. I'm sure there's a pharmacological cure for my ailment. But hey, I've got a pharmacological cure for lots of my ailments. Why add one that might have side effects for the others? In the final analysis, I suppose there's a nice equilibrium between me and my OCD cronies. They draw on the lines, I draw the rest. When it works, we got a great little homeostatic community. When it doesn't, well, we'll find out what happens when gravity hits anti-gravity. Probably sounds a lot like my banjo.